Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Wanted by the Hong Kong police, pro-democracy activists living abroad, and the authorities are willing to pay handsomely for information leading to each activist's arrest. On December 14th, Hong Kong police added five more names to its list of individuals now living abroad who are wanted for violating Hong Kong's draconian national security law. The law was imposed on Hong Kong by the People's Republic of China in 2020 following large pro-democracy demonstrations protesting the loss of the freedoms and the autonomy Hong Kong had been promised would continue after Britain handed over the rule of the city to the PRC in 1997. Hong Kong authorities responded to the pro-democracy demonstrations with a massive crackdown. Since 2020, hundreds of people, including opposition politicians, civil society activists, journalists, and others have been arrested under the national security law for their peaceful political activity and the exercise of their fundamental human rights. Many others have been forced into self-imposed exile. In July 2023, Hong Kong authorities announced that eight pro-democracy activists living abroad would be pursued for life and a bounty would be offered for information leading to each one's arrest. Now Hong Kong has added five more names to the list: Simon Ching, Johnny Falk, Tony Choi, and Joey Tsu, who is a U.S. citizen. Hong Kong police say these individuals are guilty of the crimes of colluding with foreign forces and incitement to secession. The bounty for each is 1 million Hong Kong dollars, the equivalent of $128,000 in U.S. funds. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller strongly condemned the egregious action taken by the Hong Kong authorities.
That shows blatant disregard for international norms, for democracy and human rights. We deplore any attempt to apply the Beijing-imposed national security law extraterritorially and reiterate that Hong Kong authorities have no jurisdiction within United States borders, where the advocates for democracy and freedom will continue to enjoy their constitutionally guaranteed freedoms and rights.
We remain committed to defending the rights and freedoms of our citizens, declared spokesperson Miller, and call on the PRC to act in accordance with its international commitments and legal obligations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.